Welcome to Winject Studios, winject.com. We're launching. We're getting ready to add additional content in every day. And one of the things that we're talking about this week on the series is building in discipline, developing discipline, increasing and improving your discipline. Because as a business owner or anything that you're accomplishing is one of the main ingredients is discipline. What does that mean? We all have this process that we have to go through in order to accomplish big goals, big ideas, dreams, fulfill our destiny, fill in the blanks, whatever you want to accomplish. There's an abundance of ideas, and one of the tragic things that takes place in this day and age is the idea that I have to be perfect before I can start. And that's absolutely the wrong way of looking at it. Or, man, I can never do this because they had something that I don't have. You know, you look at the Instagrams, you look at the Facebooks, you look at the YouTubes, and you think all these people that are doing great things. And the reality is part of that process, part of that end result is a direct result of discipline. Continuing to show up and be present in the moment. You have an opportunity to be here. You have an opportunity to do what needs to be done. And a lot of people have big goals and they lack the discipline to get there and do what it takes to get to the end result. You can accomplish so many things if you're willing to sacrifice and put in the time. Because for every yes, I'm doing this, you know, there are so many no's that exist. There are so many things that you could say, no, this, I can't do that because I've dedicated and I'm disciplined and I'm going to put in the energy in this arena. I'm not going to put it over there. I'm going to put it over here. And a lot of people they get distracted along the way. You know, today we have so many distractions. We have so many things that are just coming up. You know, Netflix, family, kids, work, activities, friends. All of these things can be distractions or reasons to not apply the discipline. And it takes sacrifice. It takes a mindset. It takes an attitude that this is worth my time. This is worth the effort. Because the payment now, or I should say down payment now, for a future outcome, sometimes it takes a long time to see the results of that daily activity and the discipline of moving forward day after day, minute after minute, hour after hour, day after day. We have to understand that it's like the farmer out in the seed. You know, you plant the seed and then say, well, where's my tomatoes? I need to make some salsa today. It doesn't work that way. You got to plant the seed and have the discipline to go water that seed, nurture that plant, watch it grow, allow it to get the sunshine and the water and the nutrients that are necessary to get the results. And then in the future, sometime in the future, you can see the fruits of your labor. And it's not always immediate. It's not always something that you you can actually see and feel and touch. You know, even something as immediate as baking a cake. You know, you have the recipe, you have to put in the ingredients, you have to measure out each element and make sure that it's in there at the right time, at the right moment, in the right combination. You mix it up, and then you have to put it in the oven, and it has to cook. Same principle. Takes a little bit of attention and discipline. It's a process. It's a process that you have to go through in order to accomplish an outcome. And discipline is no more than an activity to position yourself for a future outcome. Much like this, the Winject Studios. You know, all of us are spending time, effort, and energy into creating this content for you. We are looking forward to an outcome and our discipline to actually produce these episodes, to share this information, share our experience, is to produce an outcome. It's to produce a behavior and an opportunity that actually will result in somebody taking action and joining us in the pirate community, the Winject community, the Winject Studios, whatever it happens to be. It's one of those things that you have an opportunity to get involved and engaged and motivate people to discipline themselves to show up on a regular basis. So what is it that you are looking to accomplish with your discipline? What is it that you're looking to accomplish with your process? What is it that you're willing to commit to? You know, a lot of people say, I want this outcome. And then they, you know, go a few days and say, oh, that's too hard. I guess I don't want it that bad. Because that's what you're saying. If you're unwilling to produce the results and show up, then it's really, what you're saying is, no, I'm not really interested in that outcome. And trust me, I mean, we all have it. We all have that experience. It's the human condition. It's the human element. And when you find something that you're willing to commit to, you're willing to apply the discipline to, and you are absolutely positively conditioning yourself to produce an outcome, that's when magic happens. The magic of being able to condition your environment, the people around you, everything that you're doing, all of your energy goes into this outcome, and you're saying, I am committed to this outcome. And it could be a small thing. It could be, you know, getting outside and taking a walk. It could be exercising. It could be eating more effectively, more, you know, healthy. Take small steps. And developing discipline doesn't have to be all or nothing. It could be very simple process. And the biggest part and the biggest thing that you need to consider in this process is there will be failures. There will be moments where you're not able to, or you're unwilling to, or you're maybe life happens. And so there's a disruption in the discipline that you have and the activity that you pursue it. And just say, okay, I give myself permission to hold off and start back tomorrow. Every day is a new day. Every day the sunshine comes up. Every day the world goes around. And we have an opportunity to start again, reset that button. Go after what you're doing with the pursuit and the attitude that you have the discipline to make it happen. There's no secret sauce that it takes to get out there and do what is necessary to get it done. So make sure that you have an opportunity to apply this in your own world and think about the process. Forgiveness, the pursuit of an outcome, and the activities and dedication that it takes to get there. Make sure that you remove some of the distractions from your life that are creating friction to applying that discipline. You know, in today's world, in today's environment, there's so much noise that one of the key contributors of failure on discipline is distraction. I'm a squirrel hunter from way back, and I love researching new products and services. I love looking at solutions and solving problems, and I can, you know, it's not just one thing you can look at. It's not one thing that you can go do. You have to all of a sudden, okay, I'm going to solve this problem. Well, I need another tool to help me solve this problem, or I need to do one more thing, or I need to go create an image, or I need to go create some content, or I need to create something to contribute to this outcome. And there's always going to be something like that. There's always going to be outside factors. There's always going to be influences that are trying to distract you. You know, a little noise that's going to go in the background and say, hey, you don't have to do it. You know, it's not necessary. You know, come on over here and just relax. You know, let's watch Netflix and chill. Whatever it happens to be, there are going to be times where those decisions are going to be very, very difficult. And opportunities crop up and you say, well, how am I going to make a difference here? How am I going to make an impact? And it takes discipline. Developing this discipline, growing this discipline, nurturing the discipline. And one of the things that I have found that helps me, this is my personal journey, is that routine has a way of producing an easy access to discipline. And let me explain that a little more. I do a live broadcast on the Pirate Syndicate, you know, on the Pirate Broadcast every morning, 5 days a week. I've been doing this for almost 500 episodes, Monday through Friday. Get up 7 a.m. in the morning, turn the camera on, have a conversation with someone interesting. Now, there are a lot of days where I have a lot of other things that are going on and a lot of other things that I could spend my time doing. However, because I've built that routine into my day, I wake up with gratitude. I drink some water. I hydrate, you know, get my day started, turn on the camera, relax, enjoy a conversation. And it seems to be a better day as a result of these interactions. It's a routine. So it's not an additional effort I have to contribute to my life to get some outcome. It's a part of my routine. It's a part of the process, and it's a part of the journey of discipline. And those habits like that, or routines that you could put in your life that make it easy. You know, runners say, put your shoes by the door and remind you that, hey, that's what I need to do. Just put my shoes on and go out and run. Go to the gym. You know, people have all kinds of different ways of reminding themselves that this is the priority that I need to have, and I'm going to have, and I'm going to pursue in my life. So there's so many things that we can actually do, and there's so many things that we can actually prepare for and produce results in, as long as we're willing to put in the time. Input and output. Input and outcome. What's the outcome you're looking to accomplish? Have the discipline to take and build a strategy of success to produce results for your outcome. Whatever that happens to be. If you need quiet time, you need study time to create notes and write, to produce a blog every week, or you have, you know, you want to improve your activity or your, you know, health, you know, put things in front of you and schedule your plan around success. Don't necessarily just leave it for, you know, serendipity to happen and things to take place that are just casually gonna, you know, maybe work for you. Help yourself be successful. Put some structure in place that allows you to be successful. Remove as much as possible from your distractions, your life, your efforts and energy, and make sure that you have an opportunity to give yourself a chance to make it productive, make an impact on what has taken place in your world. It's so interesting because I've experienced all of this. I've experienced both sides of the equation. I'll say yes to a project. I'll say yes to an outcome, and I'll say yes to a couple of them. And then all of a sudden, I'm, you know, producing all of this thing that isn't necessarily core to my outcome that I had originally applied to my efforts. So I have a bunch of noise that's created by myself, and my outcome is that it increases the challenge, it increases the resistance, it increases the friction to the outcome I really want. Remove all that. Reduce. Minimize. Cut out anything that is not serving you. Apply structure around the idea. Apply structure and routine around the outcome. Apply some discipline and say, This is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I react to these situations. And start telling yourself that you can do it. Tell yourself that you are doing it. You are successful. Plant that seed. Nurture that idea. Improve that content. Feed yourself something that will allow you the opportunity to believe it, the outcome is important to you. Continue to support that idea. You know, it's like, I don't know what boxer said it, but it was everybody has a plan until you get hit in the face. And that's true. Life happens. Good or bad, day and night, life will happen. Circumstance will take place. And the next thing you know, life is interrupted. Your plans are interrupted. You're disrupted. That's when the discipline really comes into play. Because if you're committed to your outcome and you're committed to the story that you're telling yourself and you're committed to the results you're searching for, then you can dive in, reach in, grab some discipline and say, I am not going to allow this whatever it happens to be, this exposure to life to stop me from reaching and continuing to pursue my goal. An amazing things will take place when you start thinking about what is the desired outcome and what is it that needs to happen on the journey to the outcome. And take it, breaking it down to smaller steps. Breaking it down into daily tasks, minor efforts, things that will contribute to that outcome. Have the discipline to create experiences that you can say, you know, just like this live stream. Doing this, hopefully, will help someone appreciate and understand, okay, how can I examine my own life? How can I examine what I'm doing and what can I change and what do I need to contribute to my own outcome to make it easier? And I hope that you get this. I hope that you get this message because we all need to hear this message. We all need to remind ourselves that we are human, that we have the discipline, we have the ability to do great things if we just apply simple steps on a regular basis. And the Winject Studios and the Winject community is here to assist and support you and motivate and inspire you to do great things. Having help and getting feedback is so critical. Because when you're out there solo and you can't see in the dark place that you need to go to, you know, it's nice to be able to phone a friend and say, what do I do next? How do I do this? How do I work through this? That's what these episodes are about. This string of episodes that we can go through and we can say, what's the outcome we need to take on next? What's the result? What's the small, tiny effort that we can put in our life, add to our routine, and produce outcomes from to make it easier? I'm a professional procrastinator. Hands down, I'm a professional procrastinator, and it's because I love to say yes, and a lot of times I take on way too many things, and full transparency, and I love to make people happy. And there are times where it's very uncomfortable for me to decline opportunities, to say, no, I can't do that because, you know, when I say it'll take 30 minutes, it usually takes an hour. Or when I say it'll take just a few minutes and it takes an hour, all of these things come into play. And the way I have at least improved my outcomes is by putting things in place that allow me to measure results and change the outcomes and be structured about the process I go through on a day-to-day basis. Going back to the pirate broadcast every day, it's just routine. It's now a routine. I get up and I do it. And it's a great way to start the day. The Winject Studios, the process is here, the same thing. Every week I show up, do this, produce some content that I hope, that I know, I don't hope, I know will be valuable for someone in the community. And hopefully that inspires you to take steps and activities that will produce results in your life. It's as simple as that. Break it down, put steps in your world that allow you to increase and improve your discipline. Take steps, measure the outcomes, measure the results, remove what is no longer working, no longer serving you, and add and improve something that will move you in the right direction. And sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes we think adding a step or a stage or a process will improve the outcome. At this point, it's just an experiment. So we have to experience those okay, that didn't exactly work out the way I thought it was going to work out. And sometimes we have to experience that and understand that it's okay. Give your permission, give yourself permission to fail fast and make adjustments along the way. Especially a startup or an entrepreneur that is, you know, learning constantly. You got a fire hose of information coming at you. And once you get these routines down, it's like, okay, how many calls do I need to make? How many connections do I need to make? What kind of content do I create? What is it that I need to produce next? All of these questions have answers. And they all have answers for you. So building routines, creating experiments that you can adjust and measure, adding outcomes, measurements, and building discipline in the fact that you can understand if I do A, B, and C, I'll get D. It sounds simple, and it takes time. And you have to know yourself. You have to know what brings you joy. You have to know what motivates you. You have to know what frustrates you. You have to know what inspires you. And then just work on adding more of what inspires and brings joy and not frustration and fatigue. You know, the stress and the fatigue, it's no fun. It's no fun. Been there, done that. So if you have an opportunity to do this and you have an opportunity to produce results and create all of these things, just keep going. And best of all, you have support. You have a community. You have people that are willing, able, and right here that look forward to connect, collaborate, and have a conversation with you. So join the WinJect community. Go to winject.com, jump in, get involved, get engaged, and start learning today about your future, your podcast, your broadcast, and a little bit more about yourself. And thank you so much. I appreciate you because kindness is cool and smiles are free. So you enjoy the day.
Cast is brought to you by WinJect Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.